It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and Kelly Lord is a counselor at Catherine Senior Elementary in Newcastle. Coming up this Friday, it's a family fun night.
Yes, we are so excited to have this local event that really includes all of the families in our area.
So what's it all about?
Well, it starts this Friday at 6 o'clock, and for $5, we have an amazing baked potato bar, and then a dollar extra for dessert. And then we have prize bingo that is a lot of fun. And during prize bingo, we also have a silent auction with great prizes like golf and a night at Blackhawk, and a lot of local businesses give to our silent auction. So lots of things that that you will want to bid for.
Just families from Catherine Senior that are invited to this event, or anybody that wants to show up?
Anybody that loves to have a good time. And maybe doesn't want to cook that night, you know, come to Catherine Senior. Let us cook for you and then have a great, I just love it because it can be a great event for all families of all ages. So definitely not just for our students, but for the whole valley.
Nothing better than starch for dinner.
Yes.
It is a baked potato bar, which I had so many arguments with my mom and my grandma about whether or not a potato is a vegetable. I still say it is. I don't care if it's got a lot of starch or not. So a baked potato bar. So you've got the baked potatoes on one end and you move through and you put whatever you want on them.
Oh, yes. Lots of good stuff. You know, you get those bacon bits. You get the chives. You can have some chili on there. We go all out. It will be the best baked potato bar that you will see because we are the best school in the universe. So if you want to have a really good time Friday night, I encourage everybody to come and see us at Catherine Senior Elementary. We'd also like to take a second to thank our wonderful sponsors, Alpine Bank, Bank of Colorado, Newcastle Children's Clinic, Columbine, Ford, and Honda, and Lowe's, and Colorado Laundry Systems have really helped been some great sponsors. And this money goes to our PTAC, and it continues making us the best school in the universe, so we can have amazing things like we have an innovation station and a garden. And we just are really doing a lot of amazing things at Catherine Senior Elementary.
PTAC, Parent Teacher
Association, yes.
What's the C?
Community. Yes.
Okay. All right. Again, it's this Friday night at Catherine Senior Elementary, which if you were to describe, I guess in the internet age, you can just look it up on your phone.
Yeah, just Google
that. If you were to describe
that.
How to get there, you just take Castle Valley Boulevard from the Newcastle exit.
Yep. And just go right behind City Market there and just keep on going. And then you will see our amazing little elementary school.
Elementary would be kindergarten through
fourth grade. Yes.
Okay. So yeah. Younger kids.
Yes.
And you're a counselor there.
I am.
And for how long?
Well, I have actually taught in the district for about 16 years. So, but this is my first year as a counselor.
A little bit different?
It's a little different. Yeah. Yeah. But I really love it. Yep.
Okay. And as part of that, you help put this event on?
The teachers, we are all, the staff is very involved, and we have an amazing staff, and so you get to go, and you can see your child's favorite teacher there, so all the teachers will be there that night, and we bring our families, and it is just a great community event.
So maybe a little bit like parent-teacher conferences, only not quite so focused on, well, this is how your child is doing, that kind of thing.
Yes.
More fun.
Competing with bingo. So yes, yes.
So there is a little bit of a competition.
Yes, and the silent auction. So yes, we're all involved.
Who bakes the food? Who's baking the potatoes, if you will?
Well, we have Pam in our kitchen, and she is amazing. And then, of course, we have families involved that bring in, you know, the different items. Everybody kind of splits it up. So it is a big event, and we're all very excited about it.
So it's kind of a hybrid. It's not exactly a potluck and not exactly just the school putting everything on.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And local businesses help out. And so it's a great event.
Again, $5 for the baked potato bar. Then you're splitting out dessert.
Yes.
I guess this is helpful for families that aren't too keen on dessert and sweets and that kind of thing. Obviously healthier than I like to be, but, you know.
Yeah. Or for some of us that just want to come and eat dessert, that's fine too.
There you go. Or yes. Want to go back for seconds.
Yes. Yes. You can just keep on going.
What about drinks? That kind of thing.
Yes, that does include, the $5 does include a drink.
So water.
It's all there. I'm sure iced tea or some other, you know, beverages. I'm trying to think. What I'm thinking water, yes.
You still
water,
have,
iced tea.
You still have milk in the school
lunchroom,
right?
We still have milk.
Right?
Okay. And we even have chocolate milk this year.
I remember those days. We didn't get it all the time when we were kids, but it was every now and then.
Yes.
The chocolate milk was available. And
that's how it is now.
Those days
it's only
were
like
extra
a couple.
Special.
They're the extra special days. I think they're Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're very special.
So it's regular on a regular basis, though.
Yes.
It seemed to me like it was random, but maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Well, you know, those are chocolate milk days are very special at Catherine Senior.
At any school.
Yes.
Is there a website for Catherine Senior? Is there any information posted somewhere else, like one-stop shopping, a Facebook page?
I am so glad that you asked that. Yes, we have a Facebook page. We are tweeting. We are very innovative as far as technology. So we're out there.
So just search Facebook or
Twitter,
Catherine
whatever
Senior the
Elementary.
Case may be.
Yep.
For Catherine Senior Elementary, you know, Facebook is pretty smart, but Catherine is spelled with a K.
Yes.
Just in case spelling does matter.
Yes.
And again, it's this Friday starting at 6 o'clock. What, do you expect it to last a couple hours, Kelly?
Yes, I would say that kind of bingo lasts about an hour. And so you know, after the silent auction and stuff, so probably 8:30.
Okay. Ish.
Ish.
And of
yes,
course, you don't have to stay the whole night, but stop by. Check out the baked potato bar, maybe bid on a couple silent auction items, maybe play one round of bingo.
Yes, and for those little ones that have a tough time sitting through bingo, there is child care provided. So, you know, if you do have a smaller age child, we have child care provided for them.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the silent auction, some of those items you can bid on, as well as the PTAC, which again is the beneficiary, if you will, of this fundraiser. And you mentioned a couple things I want to come back to, and we'll talk about those a little bit more in depth that PTAC sponsors and takes care of.
Perfect.
You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Kelly Lord. She's a counselor at Catherine Senior Elementary in Newcastle. This Friday night is their Family Fun Night, an annual thing for the last several years.
Yes, this is our third year, actually, so pretty exciting.
It seemed like usually it happens the other way around. It seemed like it had been longer than that to me. Normally.
Well, it kind of, the bingo night is new, so for 3 years, but we did do some other events before this, but really like to have a family event.
That must be what I'm thinking about
then. Yes.
Again, it's just $5 for the baked potato bar, $1 for dessert if you choose to participate in that. Again, baked potato bar, baked potatoes, obviously, and then bacon, chives, some chili if you want to put that on there.
Cheese. Don't forget the cheese. Good stuff.
Oh, no. You have to have the cheese.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's just not.
It's just not. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned bingo.
Prize bingo,
Cool prizes for bingo?
Yes. So if you do get a bingo, we do have some amazing gift baskets that you can choose from or that will be for certain games. And I believe there are, I want to say, 5 or 6 games. Of course, we will have the bingo. I think they're called like the blotters.
Oh,
the
things that you actually stamp out.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe even some troll dolls. I mean, those of you that are really into bingo understand what I'm saying right now. The whole bingo culture, it's super fun. And but some of those things will be available to buy.
All right. The closest I could get is with the old song we used to sing back in kindergarten.
Oh.
Way back when, you know.
I-N-G-O. Yes, yeah. Bingo is his name-o. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. What about the silent auction?
So the silent auction is it is a great event. We have, oh my gosh, so many people that donate to this. And so we can put together some really amazing packages from restaurants, different spa packages, different items from all kinds of local businesses. And everybody in the whole staff is involved, really asking businesses and collecting the items and parents. It's a very well run silent auction. And I think just come by and even check that out and get a piece of pie. If bingo's not your thing, that's okay.
So you don't have to, it's not like $5 admission. You don't have to pay $5 to get in. That's if you want the baked potato bar, it's $5. If you want dessert, it's $1.
Yes, so definitely you can just come and
if you want to eat at home.
Exactly. Come and play bingo. We would love to have your support. But of course you're going to be tempted by that silent auction. There's some amazing things.
And if you just want to show up and check out the silent auction, you can do that as well.
Definitely.
Or bingo.
Yes, yes.
Is there a buy-in or anything like that for bingo? Or
no, it's free.
Okay.
And you don't hear that word very often.
No, you do not.
It is free. You can come and just hang out and play bingo and win prizes. It's a very cool. And how often can you go to a family event for free?
That's right.
Yeah.
No question about it. On a Friday night.
Yes.
Obviously, we don't have time to mention all of the items in the silent auction, but if you were to guess a number of the total silent auction items, what do you think it would be?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to, like, 50?
I mean,
there's a lot. There's a lot of great stuff. Yeah.
And again, all the way from restaurant gift certificates to a trip to the spa.
Yeah, a night at Blackhawk. And I think two golf, Iron Bridge and Lakota have donated some rounds of golf. So definitely a great to check those out.
Let's talk about PTAC now. Again, that's who the beneficiary of Friday night's fundraiser is. You mentioned two things that PTAC takes care of at Catherine Senior Elementary. One is the Innovation Station.
Yes, this is so exciting. All the kids are very excited about the Innovation Station. You have probably heard of the word STEM or STEAM, where kids can get together and it's a lot of technology, building robots, filming. It's just a place where with art and technology and, you know, it's just a really neat. And we've had some great sponsorship from Lowe's. So kids are in there taking apart old VCRs and building all kinds of stuff in Legos. We have a Lego league that parents are in charge of. And then we also have a great garden. We're having a competition right now with which class can grow the first peas. And this it's going crazy over there. It's a great school.
Is it common to have gardens at elementary schools?
You know, I'm not sure about that, but I know this is our first year, and the kids are so excited, and they designed the garden, and we've gotten some great support from the community, and so it's just really kind of giving back to the community, and PTAC really, it's all about kids. It's how that we can best meet the needs of kids. And they have been so generous with different technology or whatever, you know, teachers are needing. They're right there for us. So it's a great partnership.
So every grade level at Catherine Senior has a section of the garden.
Yes. Right now, every grade level, it has each student at our school actually did plant a pea, and we are all seeing which grade level has the first pea that, you know, so it's a competition.
Okay.
So they're pretty excited about it.
So everybody planted the same thing.
Everybody planted the first,
okay.
And it does go along with a book. Yes, that's the competition there. Yeah.
So there's also a learning experience. They're learning how things grow and
yeah.
Okay. And everybody's doing the same thing at the same time, which is a little bit unusual, I would say, you know, from kindergarten to fourth grade.
Yeah.
You know, different levels of advancement there, different cognitive levels of the kids. But
right.
This is a way that to bring the whole school together, I guess you might say.
Yes. And also the Innovation Station, the whole school can come and use it from kindergarten to fourth grade. And they're all, you know, all kinds of different activities that they can do in there.
That's fascinating. Again, everyone is invited to the Family Fun Night at Catherine Senior Elementary this Friday night from 6 to 8:30-ish, I think is what we said. Again, if you'd like to learn more, you can search Facebook for Catherine Senior Elementary, and you should get some more information that will pop up there, including any last-minute updates, maybe a last-minute addition to the silent auction or something
like
that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Again, baked potato. The baked potato bar is just $5. It's $1 for dessert. We'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Kelly Lord. She's the counselor at Catherine Senior Elementary. Their family fun night is this Friday, the 3rd, from 6 to 8:30 or so. Again, it's $5 for the baked potato bar, then $1 if you'd like to check out dessert, plus prize bingo is free. You can also check out the silent auction while you're there. Kelly, you mentioned that you taught fourth grade for 16 years. You're now a counselor. I'm curious if there's a counselor when you were younger that really influenced you or that you really looked up to that you now think about now that you have that position.
Yes, I really I've loved the counseling field, and I got to fill the shoes, I'm trying to, of Kristen Greenstreet. She was our counselor in our district for a very long time, and so now she's on her gypsy tour. But, yeah, she definitely, as a teacher, was always there for me and helping our students and just gave so much of herself. And so definitely inspired by her and trying to be there for our teachers and students and parents, you know, my first year of counseling at Catherine Senior.
So she's someone that touched you as an adult.
Yes, definitely, as a teacher. And you just see the power because kids can't learn when they're in that emotional state and they need somebody to talk to and to help out. And I also have a great background in love and logic, and so I can help in some different ways. And then being a mom of two teenage boys, and so I bring that perspective in too. And then being a teacher for 16 years in the classroom. So
sure.
I really love the job, and I love all the aspects it has with it.
You know, it's interesting. We think of the school counselor as someone who is there for the kids and helps the kids out. Would have never thought, unless you brought it up just right now, that the counselors are also there for the staff and the teachers.
Yes.
And the parents as well.
Right. Yep. I just meeting with parents and helping them so that they can, you know, because parenting is a tough job. Mm. And you and I both know that. And so they need some support. And so, yeah, we're there for each other.
Parenting and teaching.
Yes.
you know, when you're teaching, you're kind of sort of parenting for those 30 kids in the classroom or whatever.
You spend a lot of time with them, that's for sure.
Do you miss teaching?
You know, I get to teach as a counselor. I get to teach some great lessons on growth mindset and some different – we're very much into mindfulness at our school, and so I get to teach those lessons.
Define mindfulness.
So mindfulness is just a great technique, some ways to teach kids how to kind of maybe to – get in touch with their emotions and also regulate their emotions. And so we learn about all the parts of the brain. If you went to a kid at Catherine Senior, they can tell you what the amygdala does and the prefrontal cortex and how that we can kind of calm our brain when we feel a little bit that our, I guess, our animal brain is taking the best of us. So
I'm all about the hypothalamus.
Yes. Oh, the hypothalamus is pretty important too. So they can tell you about that one also.
Again, if you would like to show up and visit with the staff of Catherine Senior Elementary, again, this is an event not just for parents and kids that have a relationship with Catherine Senior Elementary. Everyone is welcome to attend.
Yep.
Maybe you just want a $5 meal It's pretty good.
With entertainment.
Yes.
I mean, and then free prize bingo.
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be a pretty exciting night.
Absolutely. It's this Friday night, starts at 6 o'clock at Catherine Senior Elementary. I'm sure that you can find directions on Facebook or, again, almost everybody has a smartphone these days. If not, just take Castle Valley Boulevard from the Newcastle exit.
And yes.
It's pretty easy to find.
Yes, yes.
Just past Lakota and in the Castle Valley Ranch area. There we go. I could think of Castle Valley Boulevard, but I couldn't think of Castle Valley Ranch. Isn't that a little ironic? I'm sure that that would, it's because my hypothalamus is getting overactive. What can I say? What else have we not talked about? I mean, we talked about PTAC. Again, they are responsible for the Innovation Station and the garden, getting that put together at Catherine Senior Elementary, as well as a number of the sponsors, which we should probably mention again. Prize bingo, you mentioned, the silent auction, including golf, a trip to Blackhawk, spa, restaurants, area restaurants, a lot of businesses that have donated items to the silent auction. Again, it's $5 for the baked potato bar, then $1 for dessert. And I guess we should mention those sponsors one more time.
Yeah, let's mention these amazing sponsors. We'd like to thank Alpine Bank, Bank of Colorado, Newcastle Children's Clinic, Columbine Ford, Honda, Lowe's, Colorado Laundry Systems, and then all of our these amazing local businesses that help us pull off this event, and also a great staff. And I know that our community will support us and show up at this event.
And you said all members of the staff are going to be there as well.
Yes.
With their
yes.
families.
Yes. It's a family event.
So, again, that's this Friday night. Starts at 6:30 at Catherine Senior Elementary. If you want to learn more, search Facebook for Catherine Senior Elementary. You can find it there. I'm sure there's probably – there is like a page from the main district page, too, somewhere out there.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yep. That's too. Garfield RE2. .net would be another place, and then there's flyers all around town, and so yes, that's all the information should be out there.
And again, everybody is invited, whether you have kids at Catherine Senior or not.
Yes.
Again, it's this Friday night, Catherine Senior Elementary in Newcastle, starting at 6 o'clock, the third annual, I guess you would say, family fun night.
Yes.
Kelly, thanks again.
No problem. Hope to see you there.
All the best. Keep doing what you do. Hopefully that everything works out being a counselor.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you in another 16 years once you've done that for 16 years. And
okay.
Then maybe you'll be ready to move on to another aspect of the education system.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, what is left? So you've been a teacher. You've been a counselor. I don't know. Administration maybe someday?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Good answer.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.